halakha regarding a chut Shabbat. We know the rule that says kli sheni eno mevashel. Let's remind ourselves what a kli sheni is. If we're saying that the pot that the water was cooked in is called a kli rishon, even though you take it off the fire, so long as it's still hot, the original pot that the water was cooked in and the water still in it is called a kli rishon. As we explained yesterday, an urn of water would be considered a kli rishon because that's the pot where the water was heated in. Now let's say you take an empty cup and you pour from the urn into the empty cup. That empty cup is considered a kli sheni. And the Hakamim tell us that a kli sheni does not have the ability to cook anymore, because once it hits the walls of the cup, so already it starts to cool off and it's going down. It's not like when it's on the fire, even just taken off the fire where its intensity of heat is strong. Once you put it into a second keli, automatically the walls of the keli start to set in and start to cool it off. Therefore, kli sheni eno mevashel. However, certain things have the ability to get cooked even in a kli sheni. We'll call them sensitive items, kalei bishul. So there's a big controversy regarding, this is today's subject, a lemon. You have some people that like to have lemon in hot water. So they like to take some water, maybe they drop a lemon in, or they squeeze the lemon in. So the question is that permissible on Shabbat? Well, if you're following the rules, kli sheni eno mevashel, seemingly it should be okay. However, since a lemon is sharp and has a tang to it, so therefore it can fall into another category, and maybe the sharpness of the lemon and the heat of a kli sheni, so together, maybe it's able to cook. Therefore, lechatechila, one should be careful not to put a lemon in a kli sheni. Even though the Gaon Chazon Ish was lenient on this, and he doesn't consider it a problem, and Rechav Avadya also is lenient on this subject, to put a lemon in a kli sheni, but he himself said, Tov Lachmir. In this case where it's easy, instead of dropping the lemon in a kli sheni, it would be better first to pour the water into a kli sheni shi, and then to drop your lemon in, or to put the lemon in another vessel and you could pour from the kli sheni on top of the lemon. However, to put it directly in, even though there is what to be lenient on, like I said, the opinion of the Hakam Avadya, but once he himself says that it's better to be mahmir, because it's an easy thing over here to be stringent on this, so therefore that's what we'll take the halakha, to better to put it in a kli sheni shi.